I intentionally plan for getting the most important thing done in the beginning of the week. That's the time dedicated to bringing to life that thing that will bring more revenue in the long term to my business. Welcome to Small Biz Babes Community Podcast. This podcast is dedicated to helping ambitious small business owners like you to gain clarity so you can grow a profitable and sustainable small business online. My name is Michaela. I'm a small European town gal with big dreams who moved to Canada, built a multi-six-figure business from living room floor, and now I'm here to give you the answers, the confidence, and the resources you need to create a business and life you love. No filter here. Get ready to dive deep into honest conversations and hear the truth. The failures, the successes, and practical advice from marketing, social media, to systems, mindsets, and habits. You leave feeling empowered and equipped with actionable steps that you can apply to your business and make your goals happen. Let's dive right in. You probably know that making the most out of your week can be a real challenge. And if you're like me and you are constantly striving to improve your time management and productivity, you are in for a treat. In this episode, I am diving into my weekly productivity system, including the nitty-gritty of my weekly scheduling. I'll be sharing with you how I time block my week, what works for me, and how I plan to make space for deep work as well as managing day-to-day operations. I will also share how I prioritize where I spend time in my business, introduce you to my daily work themes, and how I plan for the week ahead. It's a pretty value-packed episode if you ask me, and I hope you'll be able to steal a thing or two for weekly scheduling in your business. I want to tell you about the daily themes in a minute, but at first I want to mention that each day I work intentionally in planned time blocks that are structured based on how much mental energy and brain power I need for specific tasks. And I actually have an episode that came out a few weeks ago about where I dive deeper into my daily productivity routine. So if you're listening to this episode, which is about weekly productivity routine, and you want to know more, make sure to go and listen to that one afterwards. I'll make sure to link it in show notes as well. It's an episode number 38. All right, let's get into it. I intentionally plan for getting the most important thing done in the beginning of the week. And when I say the most important thing, for most of the weeks, I consider it's working on writing lessons for next educational program or writing an ebook. That's the time dedicated to bringing to life that thing that will bring more revenue in the long term to my business. So it's to working for the next product, next collection, whatever it is that will bring more revenue to the business in the long term. So Mondays and Tuesdays are my hard days that I get myself to do that no matter what and block time off for it. I don't book any appointments, any meetings, don't pick up the phone. I work on that main thing because that main thing usually takes a lot longer than I think it will. And it requires a deep work. I try to have a work block every day when I work on something regarding launching that next offer, but I make sure that intentionally I block off Mondays and Tuesdays and dedicate most of those days to that. I never want to leave that for end of the week because those are the tasks that will bring more revenue to my business. So that's really the most important thing to do if I want my business to grow. And if I leave it for the end of the week, well, that's when things come up. I double book an appointment or I need to work on social media content. So I like to play it safe and make sure that when I start weak, I started strong, making progress on the long-term goal for the business. Now, when I had my product business, I used to do the same thing, except of I would block off the mornings for working on next launch, and then I'd spend afternoons working on orders because that was just a manual work which didn't require that much of focus on mental energy. Then, in the end of the day, I plan out hour where I reply to emails or review messages from the team, sometimes catch up on some smaller tasks, like, for example, reviewing blog posts that's supposed to come out next Tuesday and things like that. Tuesday is pretty similar to Monday, again, dedicated to making big progress on the main project that I want to launch next. But I also spend a work block on Tuesday morning brain dumping content for my social media pipeline of future posts. I like to do that in the morning because, again, content writing for me is the most productive in the morning. Content creation is an important part of marketing in my business, so I also want to make sure that I make progress on that each week and don't fall behind, because then it just gets stressful and I don't like to work in those conditions. I always like to stay ahead, and having that set in the first part of the week on weekly helps me to continuously have a pipeline of posts I want to create. Now, after Monday and Tuesdays, when we have the most important tasks of the day, then there are operational tasks and marketing. I focus on that on Wednesdays and Thursdays. So Wednesday is my social media day and catch-up day. Half of the day is dedicated to scheduling up social media posts for next week or next 2 weeks, batch recording new content, studying viral videos. Every other week, it's batch creating carousels, but I'm currently working on a process so I can move that and do that just once a month. And then just all the things, social media, and to stay on top what it's going on. The second half of Wednesday is dedicated to catch up on anything I haven't finished on Monday and Tuesday or last week. Now, Thursdays are my long form content days. Before I had podcast, I used to write blogs or newsletters for my long form content on Thursday. Now when I have podcast, that's my main long form content. I write out notes for 2 to 3 upcoming episodes and sometimes also record them on Thursdays. And if you are wondering what is long form content, it's the longer piece of content you create that can be broken down to several pieces of content. So when I make a podcast, that's a long form content, and then we break it down and repurpose it for newsletter, for blog, for Pinterest pins. I make several carousel posts out of it for Instagram, and sometimes I even make reels to market that episode. And like, it's all on the topic, so it just makes things easier that way. So Thursdays are all dedicated to batch create long form content. Then Fridays are my admin and CEO days. I start with CEO work block because that usually requires the most brain power from all other tasks I would normally do on Friday. During CEO block, I do each week something different that affects streamlining daily operations, saves time in the long term, and also helps to bring more profits over time. It can be reviewing my current marketing strategy. It can be reviewing how latest marketing campaign worked out and what could I do better. It can be reviewing my Instagram insights and tracking progress. It can be mapping out email marketing plan for the next launch. It can be writing out templated responses and save them in keyboard shortcuts to save me time in the long term. It can be spending an hour doing mindset exercises and reflecting on things that I know where I hold myself back and brainstorming changes I can do to move through it. You know, all those things that would be awesome to do, we as business owners should do, but we never have time to do. In the past, I always just wanted to do it, but I never got around it. And I realized that they are too important to miss, so I started to block it as a set time each week when I spend 90 minutes working on that, and that's on Friday. The second part of my Fridays is for admin tasks and scheduling. So instead of wasting my time 10 minutes here and 10 minutes there on the random admin tasks during the week, such as dealing with accounting, sending missing receipts to my assistant, or filling up and reviewing monthly profitability sheet, I just plan admin work block on a Friday where I do all those tiny annoying admin tasks or spend time delegating it or outsourcing it during that Friday work block. Even if it just takes few minutes, those minutes add up during the week. And in the past, it made me feel like I'm all over the place. So now instead trying to squeeze those tasks in my workday or dealing with admin issues that I discover through the week, I just write a note for it in my Notion daily worksheet or drag it right to the Friday, and then I can do it all in batch in Power Hour. Are you still trying to organize your business in a notepad, ending every week with a whole bunch of sticky notes, not being sure where to save it so you don't forget? Do you ever find yourself looking at your computer screen with 15 tabs open and trying to remember everything about your business in your head? Isn't that making you feel a little bit overwhelmed? If that is you, you need to try Notion. Notion replaced the chaos with calm in my business and life. With Notion, you can organize your business tasks, projects, and ideas with ease. Create custom databases, to-do lists, and calendars to keep everything in one place. I use it to schedule my days, organize my entire business, plan content for social media and a podcast, create project plans, as well as streamline my meal planning, studying, travel plans, you name it, Notion is my second brain. It boosted my productivity by more than 50%. I can't believe how much time I wasted just because I didn't have a system to keep my business organized. If you are ready to say goodbye to mental clutter and sticky notes for good, try Notion for free today via the link in show notes of this episode. And if you'd like my exact templates for organizing my life and business, send me DM on Instagram with the word plan, and I will send you a link where to find them. My third work block on Friday is weekly reflection and planning for next week. So I review in Notion all the things I did that week and what I didn't do, and ask myself, why didn't I do it? Just doing a weekly reflection of my progress, few minutes, allows me to make better choices for next week. This is not to make myself feel bad, but this is to be realistic about what expectations I have on myself and to improve my systems so then they are more suited to support my weekly and monthly goals. And I'm just not getting frustrated that I'm too slow, because really my systems maybe just aren't suited for what I'm trying to accomplish. Or maybe I'm just unrealistic with how I plan things and how fast I expect that it's going to take me. So when I do that reflection hour on a Friday, it just allows me to be more realistic for the future. So if I see that there is something coming up that I keep dragging from one week to another and never get to it, I take a minute and ask myself, why do I keep dragging this task all the time? Do I really need to do this? Can I outsource this? How long this would really take me to do? Should I just plan a catch-up hour next week so I can finish it? Then I take a look, what are my priorities for that month and upcoming launches, and write down the main tasks I want to make a progress on for the next week. I will say that anytime I have a planned out launch, I have a separate calendar just for that launch where I have written down for every week, like in the ideal world, which tasks should I do to bring this launch to finish and what should I do for marketing for that launch. So then when I'm planning my weekly schedule, I'm not like, wait, what should I do? But I actually already know what I really need to do that week for the biggest thing that I'm working on in a business for that season. So then I write down the main tasks I want to make progress on next week. Just to be clear, those are just three big tasks. This can be, for example, write one module for my upcoming social media class, or when I had my product business, that could be plan out marketing calendar for next launch or have photo shoot blog for next collection. So that would be like one out of those big tasks for next week. And then I break it down into smaller checklists so I can plan it realistically to my days. So for example, if I would have a big task for next week to have photo shoot for next launch, I would break it down to something like this. 45 minutes, create mood board for photo shoot. 30 minutes, choose props and outfits. 20 minutes, write list of shots I want to take. 20 minutes, prepare all my equipment and scene for setup. Then couple of hours to take photos. Couple of hours to edit photos. Save photos to drive. So I don't wake up, for example, on Tuesday morning and look into my planner and see written there, photo shoot for next launch, and scratch my head looking at it like, where do I start? I mean, no judgment here. I went through that stage. So the whole point of doing it on Friday is that I can go into the next week knowing that I am prepared the best I can be, and I can start Monday with my head screwed on. Now, once I have those main three tasks I want to make progress on defined, then I drag them into specific work blocks for specific days. Then it's important to respect that plan when the new week comes. And this is very important because earlier in my business, I would often come up with some brilliant idea, such as, oh my gosh, I really need to update my website on Tuesday afternoon, panicked, impulsively started to work on it, threw my whole plan out of the window, and that just led to overwhelm, and it definitely didn't lead to productivity or progress. So nothing that wasn't on that list has no business to make its way to my schedule when the week comes. If something or some idea shows up, I just write a note of that in Notion and make sure that I stay on tasks. And then on Friday, I figure out when am I going to deal with this next brilliant idea. Okay, most of the days I have works shut off at 7 p.m., including in about 2.5 hours of breaks during the day. I start each day with dedicated time for myself, meditation, reading, movement, whether that is yoga or exercise, so I feel energized when it's time to do the work. On Friday, I finish at 4 and I clean the house in between work blocks. I just like to start a weekend knowing that I can just relax and recharge, so I made my day to be just all admin, planning, and cleaning day. And then there is a weekend With no social media, no random email checking, it's time to catch up on sleep, have a nice, relaxing morning, do anything spontaneous or something fun we planned ahead to be together and fully recharge. We also plan our meal plan, so our meals are all planned for the week ahead. I prepare all the vitamins, make a protein seed bowls for my afternoon snacks, just the little things that will make life easier for us for the week. Again, we didn't do this all the time, but after week after week after week going through the last minute stress with meals and eating poorly because we didn't plan, we realized we needed to plan during the weekend if we wanted to eat healthy during the week. Now, of course, not every week is picture perfect, but having a set themes for the days and dedicated time when I should be working on all important parts of my business allows me to have less stress and make progress on the things that matters the most. Now, if I'd have to summarize all of this and tell you the three biggest things in my weekly routine that make the most difference, those would be: number one, spend a few minutes each Friday to reflect on your week and plan out your next week so you are ready to show up and know exactly what to do when week comes. Number two, instead of doing random admin and spontaneous to-dos during your day, try to plan out admin hour where you can batch all those admin tasks and instead focus on making progress on your main project during the week. Number three, plan out hours for deep work on the task that matters the most. The next project, the next launch, the next product in the beginning of the week to make sure that every week you are making progress on it. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If this episode resonated with you or helped you in any way, please share it with your fellow small business owners by taking a screenshot and posting it on Instagram stories. Be sure to tag me at Small Biz Babes Community so we can connect and support each other. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And if you're hungry for more, make sure to follow me on Instagram at Small Biz Babes Community for daily small business tips and inspiration. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.